Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
I'm just going to tell you, this is one of the harder Super Bowls that, looking at it, that I've had to handicap in quite some time. It's a tough choice here.
It is a tough choice. I thought about this game a lot. I had a lot of time to think on some transatlantic flights I've been on here recently.
Yeah, you have.
And I was thinking about the Super Bowl, and I was thinking this. The only positions that the Philadelphia Eagles are not better than the Kansas City Chiefs at, quarterback and tight end. They're better at every other position group on the football field.
Yeah, and I was not exactly the same thing, but very similarly. I was thinking about if Patrick Mahomes wasn't playing, right, and you replace Patrick Mahomes at quarterback with just, say, Kirk Cousins, what's the line on the football game? Well, it's Philadelphia minus 10.
Well, first of all, if Kansas City has any other quarterback other than Patrick Mahomes, they're not in the Super Bowl.
That's a fair point. I'm just saying, handicapping this game, if you take Patrick Mahomes off the board and replace him with a slightly above average quarterback, which is Kirk Cousins.
This might be a 18-20 point spread.
Do you think it'd be that high?
It'd be high, at least two touchdowns.
By the way, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So all these folks that keep up with ridiculous stats and analytics and all that stuff, like all the nerds,
yes,
they were saying that since Jalen Hurts has come back from injury, they're breaking down his numbers as far as where he's throwing the football, percentages, completions, all that nonsense. And basically what they're saying is, since he's come back from injury, he can't throw the football effectively to his right, and he's not as effective on the deep ball as far as, I guess, percentage and putting the ball within 3 to 7 yards of the receiver that he's trying to hit down the field. He has been very erratic in those analytics that they've handed us.
They're in the Super Bowl, and they're not in the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts is not the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Same point with Patrick Mahomes, right?
Same point. You saw Hurts miss a couple of games down the stretch, and the Eagles went on a 2-game losing streak.
And looked very human.
Yes.
In those football games.
He had to come back maybe a week earlier than he had, than play that last regular season game. You know, if he sets out that game, then he's got a whole month of rest before he has to play in a playoff game. And, you know, he's had 2 weeks off to get ready for the Super Bowl. Look for Jalen Hurts. Think about it, man. Even back in college, he got benched at Alabama for Tua, if you remember correctly. In the 2018 SEC championship game, Tua was ineffective, and they pulled Tua out of the football game against Georgia, and they were down by a couple of touchdowns, put Jalen Hurts in. Alabama storms back to win that game and go on to the college football playoff. Jalen Hurts is a gamer. He knows how to win.
The interesting thing is with Jalen Hurts, Doug Peterson is in Jacksonville because he didn't believe in Jalen Hurts. That's the bottom line. When he was the head coach at Philadelphia, and, you know, they won there, and Jalen Hurts steps in, Doug Peterson never thought that Jalen Hurts was the franchise type of quarterback, and he butted heads with folks above him that felt like that he was. And so eventually Doug Peterson said, well, you know what, you guys can have it, and good luck with him. Well, here they are, and the folks, the powers that be above Doug Peterson were right about Jalen Hurts, because here they are in the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, Doug Peterson's doing a really good job down in Jacksonville.
Well, you got to factor in Carson Wentz into that situation as well. When Doug Peterson was in there at Philadelphia, now he was considered one of the top quarterbacks, top 5 or 10 quarterbacks in the league. Had some injury trouble while he was in Philadelphia. You know, Nick Foles leads him to a Super Bowl, but Carson Wentz was a starting quarterback on that team, got hurt and couldn't play. So there's a lot of other factors involved with that, and we know now through how things have developed that Carson Wentz is not the quarterback that the NFL gurus thought he was since his days at Philadelphia are over.
Philadelphia is a 1-point favorite in the football game. And another thing, you're talking about handicapping in every position, Philadelphia is better. I had this conversation earlier today. Somebody asked me, who do you think's going to win, Jason? You know, and I look at the game and I look at Philadelphia's defense and I think about Kansas City's defense. And here's the point that I want to make. And I said this to somebody earlier, and to me, this makes sense. I hope this makes sense to you, the listener. Darius Slay is a shutdown corner, correct?
From Brunswick High School.
Okay, but regardless of that, Darius Slay is a shutdown corner in the NFL, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Who is the best receiver, the most prolific playmaker, as far as receiver goes, that the Kansas City Chiefs have? Well, it's Kadarius Toney, correct?
Or Travis Kelce.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm talking about receiver that plays that position.
I don't know.
The most dynamic receiver they have as far as ability to make plays, big plays down
talented,
the field.
Talented, Tony, but, you know, you got other guys that can make some plays.
Well, I understand that, but stay with me here. But it's Kadarius Toney. So more than likely, you're going to see Darius Slay cover Kadarius Toney most of that football game.
Well, he'll be a non-factor.
That's my point. Advantage Darius Slay. So if you take Kadarius Toney away at receiver, you know you have Travis Kelce, who is a great playmaker in himself, but you still have to have another receiver step up. And so who's the most likely receiver that they're going to have step up to be able to have to make plays? Well, that's Juju, right?
You would think.
Okay. So if Darius Slay takes away Kadarius Toney, Travis Kelce does what Travis Kelce does, you're going to be asking Juju Smith-Schuster to basically have the game of his life, 10 catches, 150 yards. It's basically what you'd be asking him to do for the Chiefs to win that football game. Can Juju do that?
The Chiefs have some good running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield, too, that can cause problems.
You got to have somebody to be able to stretch the field. And if Kadarius Toney is on lock and can't do that, then you're asking Juju to do it. And in order for him to do that, he's got to catch passes
or
and put up a ton of young.
Somebody to make plays, you know, step up and make plays. But I see your point. I still think it's going to be a good game simply because the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes.
And that's the X factor. That's the only reason that the Chiefs are even close to the line in this football game. Only a point dog. That's the only reason.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Super Bowl is finally here. We will see the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles square off to claim the Lombardi Trophy. And this game has some local flavor to it. Jerick McKinnon, former Georgia Southern QB, will put the pads on for the Chiefs. And Darius Slay, former Brunswick High Pirate, will also play at corner for the Philadelphia Eagles. Good luck to both of you. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all your favorite local teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Congrats, LeBron. Jordan is still better. You know who won't be invited to the next Jay-Z concert? Kyrie Irving. Okay, I'm going on record. I am taking the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Padres just gave Yu Darvish $108 million.
Ouch.
Who, you ask? Exactly. So all it takes at Florida State to get an $8 million extension is one good year. Talk about desperate. Has there ever been a bigger whiner in the NBA than Kevin Durant? Holy craziness, the UConn women have lost back-to-back games. The last time that happened, Bill Clinton was smiling at Monica Lewinsky. According to Roger Goodell, the NFL refs have never been better. Just like the owners think Goodell is a fair commissioner. The new face of the Brooklyn Nets, Ben Simmons.
Ow!
The Mets have bought a Super Bowl ad in which they unveil a new slogan, "Can't beat the Braves," circa 1996. All right, write this down. Your Super Bowl winner, the Kansas City Chiefs. So I guess Arizona State was willing to give Jaden Rashada $13 million. Yes, Cody Rhodes, you were your daddy's favorite son, but Roman Reigns was the son he always wanted.
Ouch.
That cut deep, Heyman. And
ouch.
These are my thoughts.
Ouch.
Whether you're a wrestling fan or not, the things that are going on under Paul Levesque, as far as creative goes, are truly, truly good.
Getting back to what made them the juggernaut that they were.
Right. Yeah, I was telling Kip before the show went on the air, I ordered the Royal Rumble because I got sucked into the storyline with Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn, the Bloodline, and they've got their hooks back in me, and now I'm actually, like, making sure that I'm there to watch certain shows during the week, which is insane.
Checking it out. Good stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff. So we're going to pick some college basketball games later, but what I want to do right now is I just mentioned Jaden Rashada, who has committed to Arizona State now, where he's committed to Miami and then committed to Florida. Now Arizona State is the next in line, but he is on campus. I actually saw a picture of him in an Arizona State uniform on a practice field. So I'm assuming that he's actually there.
He is there.
I'm assuming that he's going to stay there.
He's there. He's signed. He is. He's on their roster.
Okay. So with that being said, I want to pivot back to the Florida Gators, who, of course.
Who?
I want to pivot back to the Florida Gators, who, of course, they have a whole lot of say-so in what happened with Jaden Rashada. And I was listening to the Paul Feinbaum show, which that's another show that, by the way, if you don't listen to it and you have a chance to listen to Paul Feinbaum show, it's worth the listen.
It is, man. I'm sucked into that just about every day.
Okay. So I want to talk about the Florida Gators 2023 schedule. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you before we get into this, I don't see a lot of wins on this schedule. And if they do what I think they're going to do, Billy Napier might be out in Gainesville.
This schedule looks a little daunting right now.
They're going to open on the road at Utah, loss.
With no quarterback, on the road, Utah, Pac-12 champions back-to-back. I don't see it, loss.
Yeah, they're not winning that game. Then they'll be at home against McNeese State, okay.
Yeah, they'll beat them.
And then they'll be at home against Tennessee. Doesn't matter that game's in the swamp. Tennessee is now better, easily better, loss.
This is a game where Tennessee historically performs poorly in Gainesville, Florida. So be careful when you start jumping out there like that. This could be the game where Florida salvages their season.
I'm glad you brought that up, because what I was going to say, and Kip read my mind, was that this might be a signature game and a determining game on the way the rest of the season goes. If they drop that game to Tennessee, they're probably going to have a dreadful year. But if they get a W there, build some confidence, it could go a different direction. They may win 7 games.
Yeah, this is a key early season game for Florida, with Tennessee coming in. Tennessee's got a new quarterback. And Joe Milton, I mean, he was the starter. Hooker beat him out. And then, you know, Tennessee's got a talented 5-star freshman coming in, but they're thinking highly of themselves in Knoxville right now. So,
well, and the other thing is after that game, I'm giving them a loss for that game, by the way.
Who, Florida?
Tennessee. Yeah, Florida. I'm giving Florida. Tennessee is going to win that game, give Florida a loss. All right, and then they'll be at home against Charlotte. Okay, W. And then another tricky one. They go on the road at Kentucky. That's a winnable game, because Kentucky also is going to be figuring out what their quarterback situation is, as Will Levis is going to head to the NFL. The game's at Kentucky, and I think talent-wise, roster-wise, those two rosters are pretty even. It's a coin flip game. I'll give the game to Kentucky since they're at home.
Again, Florida has flat-out owned Kentucky over the past 40 years, but you know, Kentucky's one of those teams. I don't know. That's a toss-up game.
Okay.
Toss-up. I got to see how first couple of weeks play out before I make a pick on that one.
Okay. Then they will be at home against Vanderbilt. W,
yes.
Then they head to the road against South Carolina. Coin flip game for me.
That is a coin flip game. South Carolina will be better at the quarterback position than Florida will, and that could be a key thing in that football game at Columbia.
I was just going to say, and that game's at Columbia, so I'm going to give South Carolina the win there. Florida takes another L. Okay? And then you're playing Georgia in Jacksonville, loss.
Georgia's clearly ahead of Florida right now in a lot of areas, the main one being talent.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And then on November the 4th, the Gators will host Arkansas. I think Arkansas is a better team. I think they have a better roster. I'm giving the Gators a loss there, too.
That's another toss-up game. Arkansas was atrocious on defense in 2022. And I don't see where they're going to be any better. I know they got the quarterback coming back.
That's what I was about to say. Jordan Jefferson's coming back. Or what?
KJ.
KJ, yeah.
But that's a toss-up game.
Okay, and then they go to Death Valley. They're not winning that game. Loss.
No, they're not beating LSU in Baton Rouge. Not happening.
Okay, and so at this point now, Florida would have lost, according to me, they would have lost four straight games hosting Missouri. So the question, on paper, Florida should win that game, but the question is, four straight losses, if I'm right.
And they're at Missouri? Wow.
Yeah, and at Missouri.
Missouri's handled Florida pretty good in Columbia, Missouri. That's a game that really started the downfall of Dan Mullen a few couple of years ago. A loss out in Missouri kind of turned the tides on him. So I don't know. Missouri, I think they're going to be improved. That's a toss-up game.
This is a game where I think you're going to be able to determine the fate of Billy Napier and whether or not he still has his locker room. If they go to Missouri and win that football game and end that four-game skid, then Billy Napier still has the kids playing for him. If they go to Missouri and get beat, Billy, pack your bags. If the season goes the way I think it's going to.
Billy's had to revamp that whole sorry culture down there. And it could be a 4-8, 5-7 season to get to weed everything out of there and start anew. And the Florida faithful have to be patient with this man so that he can turn it around. He's a pretty good football coach, but you have to give him the opportunity to turn this thing.
Well, let's finish the schedule. Florida State wraps things up, loss. They will be at home against the Noles. They still lose the football game.
We'll see. Florida State, again, as a team that hasn't historically played well at the Swamp, even when they were having great Florida State teams. That was a tough place to play for the Noles. So
by my count, if Florida loses the games that I think – I'm giving them credit – for every win that they should absolutely get on the schedule. Not the coin flips, but every win that they absolutely 100% I feel like will get. And if that's the case, they win five games. They go 5-7 after a 6-7 campaign the year before. I don't know if that's enough for Billy Napier to keep his job.
The only sure SEC win I see on the schedule for Florida is Vandy.
Right. That is the point.
They could go 1-7 in the SEC.
And I'm going to tell you something. You're Florida, right? In your leanest of lean years.
They lost to Vandy last year.
Yes, they did, and Kentucky. In your leanest of lean years, when you're Florida, in a bad year, you go 6-6. That's a bad year.
They've gone 6-7 2 years in a row.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Here it comes, the big one, Valentine's Day. Guys, let's get it right. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers, a vast inventory of gifts, whether it be a heart necklace this Valentine's Day or that diamond ring. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff will help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Ben Billy.
Sunbelt Billy.
Might be heading back to the Sunbelt.
You got to give that man an opportunity to turn this thing around.
Kip, they're not going to do it. They're not going to get – and, you know, during the break you made a fair point, and it's a great point. You got to give him 4 or 5 years to fix the problems that Dan Mullen created. But the Florida administration and fan base, they don't have the patience for that.
No, they expect to win national championships and – let's face it, Dan Mullen didn't recruit at Florida. And the talent on that roster is, you know, not up to elite SEC standards. So you're not going to get better until you've built a couple of top 10, top 15, top 5 recruiting classes. And the man's, you know, he came in late last year after the recruiting cycle was basically over, and this is his first real year of recruiting, and he finished with a top, you know, 10-15 recruiting class. So it takes two or three of those back to back to back to be able to assemble the talent to turn this thing around, and you got to give him patience to do that.
I'm telling you, he goes 5-7 and not make a bowl, he's out. All right, it's time for Kip's butt hurt list
for this week. Missed last week. I was traveling for work. Back this week. Number 5 on the butt hurt list this week, the North Carolina Tar Heel basketball team. Preseason number 1.
Yeah.
And now they're sitting here at 15-9, and they are on the NCAA tournament bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lost to Duke last weekend. Got good talent on this roster. Why aren't they winning?
How weird was it to have a Duke-North Carolina game where neither one of them are ranked?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Crazy.
And if you noticed, it wasn't in prime time either.
Well.
When they're both good, that's a prime time ESPN game.
Uh-huh.
And mid-afternoon this year. So, the Tar Heels, they made it to the title game last year, preseason number 1, and sitting here in February. I'm not talking about mid to late March with 9 losses. I'm talking about first week of February with 9 losses.
Mm-hmm. Fair point.
So, I mean, come on, guys. You got to turn this thing pretty quickly. Number 4 on the butt hurt list this week, the playmaker, Michael Irvin. He gets sent home from Super Bowl coverage by the NFL Network. Apparently, it's a he said, she said kind of thing in the lobby of a hotel But Michael Irvin will not be on the NFL Network Super Bowl coverage this week. He was sent home. Mike's response? Well, I didn't say anything. There's something on tape there of a brief interaction, but I did have a few drinks in me. Sent to the house.
Michael Irvin is old enough.
The playmaker.
Yeah, he's making plays.
Yeah.
He's old enough to know better. Regardless of how many drinks he had had, he's old enough to know better.
That was what he was quoted to say. I did have a few drinks.
And this isn't the first time that he's been in a firestorm similar to this.
No, that is correct.
You know, I mean.
There's a track record.
Wolf, wolf, wolf.
Yeah, so I like the playmaker. I like him on TV. I like listening to him. I mean, but come on, Mike. Get your act together. Yeah. Number three on the butthurt list, Kyrie Irving.
I'm surprised he's not higher here.
Number three on the butthurt list. He leaves Brooklyn, demands a trade. Brooklyn's, what, 32-20, top two or three team in the East. Kevin Durant's hurt, so, you know, got some good have a good season so far. He demands a trade. And then on his way out, here's a guy, okay, that's been in Brooklyn for what, 4 years? Three and a half, 4 years?
Around there, yeah.
They've won one playoff series. Uh-huh. Okay, he's on a max NBA contract and shows up to work 60% of the time. You can't miss basketball games like he misses basketball games and expect to get NBA max money. The guy is seriously lacking self-awareness.
I hope Jay-Z has learned a very valuable lesson in all of this, is that you can't be friends with these guys if you're going to own a team, or you will be taken advantage of.
Departing press conference, opening press conference in Dallas. I did my job in Brooklyn. You won one playoff series. How do you do your job? You're sitting here fourth in the Eastern Conference right now at the time of the trade. How are you doing your job?
And then, of course, Kevin Durant slides out shortly after that. And so they've gone from a mid-tier playoff team, maybe an Eastern Conference Finals playoff team, to they may not make it.
Yes.
If Ben Simmons is your best player, and he is.
Oh, my goodness.
You're probably not getting in.
Number two on the butthurt list this week. Welcome to basketball hell, Russell Westbrook. Welcome to Utah. Here's a guy, okay, that is the president of the NBA Condo Builders Association. Brick, clank, 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 brick, brick, brick. I mean, this guy is on an NBA max contract and has been for 4 or 5 years. And this is his fourth or fifth different team during the duration of that max deal.
This is the funny part. Utah was the team that signed him to the deal. And he hated being there, and he got out, and this is his fifth team in 5 years. And he's going back to Utah.
Clank, 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 clank.
Which is where he wanted out of, which started his journey, and he's right back where he started.
Well, his journey now is he's fixing to journey himself into a lower contract or out of the NBA altogether.
He's on an expiring contract, so when this deal is done, he'll be a free agent.
Number one on the butthurt list, you go from the outhouse to the penthouse.
Oh, okay.
To the outhouse. And I'm talking to you, Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
You are absolutely, you go from potentially an Eastern Conference Finals team or semifinals team. Now, you've won too many games to be a lottery team. So you are in basketball purgatory right now. You got rid of Kyrie. You got rid of KD. Now, you have nothing. You have absolutely none. You're sitting here with 32, 33 wins. That's too many wins to get into the NBA draft lottery. And so you're sitting here looking at a massive, massive rebuild, and you're nothing now but a bottom feeder.
Well, you're looking at a massive rebuild without the tools to go into a massive rebuild.
So they got some draft capital, blah, 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 but that's 2000 into 29, things like that. It's going to take a while. The Brooklyn Nets, they're done.
Remember how sexy that was when they moved over to Brooklyn, and then you've got that owner, and then KD and Kyrie come over, and, you know, and they're
KD, I mean, KD's KD. You look at KD with his height, okay, his wingspan, his shooting ability. He is a matchup nightmare for anybody in the history of the NBA. That you, any player that you've ever, that the NBA's ever produced, that's a matchup nightmare if you're trying to deal with Kevin Durant. He's a great player. The Phoenix Suns, they're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, when he gets healthy, you know, they were already in the NBA Finals and lost with Booker. And
I mean, they're struggling this year, but they're, you know, like in the seventh or eighth spot in the West. But once KD gets going, you got him, Devin Booker, you got Chris Paul, you got DeAndre Ayton. I mean, that's a good lineup. That's as good a starting lineup as there is in the NBA.
Write this down. The Suns win it all.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Super Bowl is finally here. We will see the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles square off to claim the Lombardi Trophy. And this game has some local flavor to it. Jerick McKinnon, former Georgia Southern QB, will put the pads on for the Chiefs. And Darius Slay, former Brunswick High Pirate, will also play at corner for the Philadelphia Eagles. Good luck to both of you. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all your favorite local teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Time it is. Radio.
I'm telling you, they're going to go 5-7, and Billy Napier will be applying for offensive coordinator positions.
Florida needs to learn. I mean, look at since Urban left. Muschamp, what, 3 years? I mean, McElwain, 3 years. Mullen, 3 years. Come on, guys. I mean, you can't build any stability by firing a football coach every 3 years.
Muschamp got him to a Sugar Bowl. McElwain had won every year that he was there, I think. Maybe the last year he had a little bit of a down year. Then that's my whole point to what I'm trying to say. There's no patience there. He goes 5-7 there.
Dude.
Canning him.
McElwain won the East his first 2 years at Florida. Yeah, they ran into Alabama in the SEC championship game, but that's when Alabama had Derrick Henry and all those guys. You know, that those were good Alabama football teams with Kirby as the DC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, good point.
So, I mean, come on. And then, you know, in year three, McElwain's stuck with Felipe Franks at quarterback. You're not winning with that guy.
No.
Come on.
No, and there were other options, but still, he was a good coach. They ran him, Muschamp, out of there and, you know, handed the keys to Mullen. Uh-oh. Well, that's not supposed to happen. But what this is supposed to happen. We're going to give you high or college basketball picks.
Let's have it.
Number 20, Providence at St. John's. Give me number 20, Providence.
I'll take Providence.
Okay. 10, Marquette at Georgetown.
Marquette's quietly climbing up the rankings.
He gotten all the way up to 10.
Yeah, so I'll take them.
West Virginia at number 5, Texas. Give me the Longhorns.
Yeah, Texas at home. You got to go with them.
Yeah, looking good. 22, NC State at Boston College. Give me the Wolfpack.
I'll take the Wolfpack.
Number 9, Kansas at Oklahoma. Kansas seems to maybe have righted the ship here. I'll take the Jayhawks.
Kansas has been in a free fall lately.
I know.
Kansas at Oklahoma, though. Oklahoma, didn't they blow out Alabama a couple of weeks ago? In the SEC Big 12 Challenge?
Yeah, the Big 12 really dominated that thing, didn't they?
I'll go with Kansas, I guess.
21, UConn at 23, Creighton. Write this down. If you're looking for an upset, I'm giving you an upset right now. Creighton upsets UConn at home.
How is that an upset?
Creighton's 23 and UConn's 21.
I mean, UConn's on the road at Creighton. Come on, man.
Look at the numbers. 21's higher than 23, thus upset.
That's a pick'em. I'll take Creighton at home.
Number 3, Alabama at Auburn.
Give me Auburn.
Really?
Alabama is not going to Auburn and winning, period. Watch and see.
I am stunned by this decision that you have just thrown out.
Auburn's a good basketball team. Bruce Pearl's a good coach. Alabama, yeah, they've had a good season so far, but you're going to play a Bruce Pearl coach team at Auburn? No, Alabama's losing.
Okay. 24, Rutgers at Illinois. I'll take Rutgers.
Okay.
You're going Rutgers, too?
Yeah.
14, Baylor at TCU.
I'll take TCU.
Yeah. Duke, unranked Duke, at number 8, Virginia. Give me Virginia.
Virginia's the class of the ACC right now.
UNLV at 25, San Diego State. San Diego State, I guess.
Yeah, they're a good team.
Yeah, I mean, okay. And then 15, St. Mary's at Portland. I'll take St. Mary's.
Yes.
18, Indiana at Michigan. I'll take Indiana.
Indiana beat number 1 Purdue. I'm a Hoosier fan in basketball. Always have been. And they beat Purdue last week and kind of handled them pretty good. Michigan's down. I'll take Indiana.
Okay. Mizzou at 6 Tennessee. I'll take Tennessee.
Tennessee lost to Vanderbilt. Just like last night.
I'm still taking Tennessee.
Oh, I'm taking Tennessee too, but man, Tennessee. They don't call him regular season Rick for a reason. Don't do anything in the postseason. But
Oklahoma State at 11, Iowa State. Give me Iowa State.
I'll take Iowa State.
Kansas State at Texas Tech. I will take Kansas State.
I'll take Kansas State.
Number 4, Arizona at Stanford. Give me Arizona.
If the tournament started today, I would have Arizona circled to win the national championship.
Really? I don't know. Purdue. I like Purdue a lot.
I'd have the Wildcats circled in my bracket.
Okay. Well, I will definitely include you in the brackets when I start doing those with my group. easy money.
Okay.
7, UCLA at Oregon.
I like UCLA. They're another good team that could make a big run in the tourney.
I agree. BYU at 16, Gonzaga. I told you, I just don't respect the Zags. I'll take them to win this game, but they're going to be a non-factor in the end.
They're going to run into somebody that's long and athletic in the tournament.
Yeah.
They're going to bow
yeah.
out, but they'll beat BYU.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Louisville at 19, Miami. I'll take Miami.
I'll take Miami as well.
In the ACC, Pitt at Florida State. Give me Pitt.
Yeah, Florida State's a little down this year.
Clemson at North Carolina, two teams that are pretty much on pretty even, but I'll take the Tar Heels at home here.
Yes, and they own Clemson historically, but North Carolina's got to turn it around here quickly.
Virginia Tech at Notre Dame, I'll take the Hokies.
Yeah, Notre Dame's down this year too.
Georgia Tech at Wake Forest. Tech not having the best of years. Wake Forest is a decent ACC team. I'll take the Demon Deacons.
I'll take Wake Forest. Wake Forest is a tournament team.
Yeah. In the SEC, Kentucky at Georgia. Two teams that are as far as what their records say, pretty identical. Georgia's at home. I still take the Wildcats. I like Kentucky here.
Kentucky, you look at Kentucky and Georgia in football. Kentucky's going to find a way to lose to Georgia in football. Georgia's going to find a way to lose to Kentucky in basketball. That's just history tells you that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
South Carolina at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss beat Georgia on the road a couple of nights ago.
Neither one of these teams are very good, really.
Nah, but I'll take Ole Miss. South Carolina's not very good at all.
Okay. I'm taking Ole Miss. Vandy at Florida. I know Vandy just beat Tennessee.
Florida at home is pretty tough.
Yeah, I'll take Florida at home. Mississippi State at Arkansas. I guess I'll take Arkansas.
Arkansas just beat Kentucky at Rupp Arena. I'll take Arkansas. They're starting to get it together.
Texas A&M at LSU. LSU does not look very good.
A&M does, though.
A&M. I'll take A&M.
I'll take them as well.
In the Atlantic Sun, Stetson at Jacksonville University. Jackson JU not having that great of a year. I'll take Stetson.
I'll take Stetson, too.
Florida Gulf Coast at UNF. Give me Florida Gulf Coast.
Local product Max Herdlicker from Glen Academy plays for UNF, so I'll roll with them.
Okay. Kennesaw State at Jacksonville State. Kennesaw State is second in the Atlantic Sun. I'll take my Fighting Owls.
Road game is tough. I believe you. I'll roll with
you. They'll get it done. They'll get it done. Kennesaw's having a really good year. When I was in college there, we were dreadful. We were terrible.
They're good. Pretty good overall athletic program. Baseball's good. Basketball good. Football's good. So that's a good athletic program.
Well, I'm glad that you think so. But we were not very good when I was in college at Kennesaw State. There is no doubt about it.
Got to build. Florida, you have to build. You got to give people opportunities to build, Florida. Look at the Kennesaw State blueprint. Follow it. We'll be back.
Here it comes, the big one. Valentine's Day. Guys, let's get it right. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers. A vast inventory of gifts, whether it be a heart necklace this Valentine's Day or that diamond ring. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff will help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog Friendly Lumber and Hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
We debated in the break about the last segment because the producers handed us our schedule sheet, and the last segment it said open, which typically doesn't happen. They typically give us things to talk about. They handed us this sheet where the fifth segment, this is the last one, says open. So Kip and I actually debated during the break of what to talk about, and I got outvoted, so we're going Super Bowl.
Biggest sporting event in the United States.
Which, I mean, I guess makes sense. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. And also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
So I guess we'll do Super Bowl. We touched on this a little bit. Again, Philadelphia Eagles are a one-point favorite in this football game. And as Kip said earlier, which was a great point, you look at the roster position for position, and maybe the only position that Kansas City has an advantage in is quarterback. And it's not like Jalen Hurts stinks.
Quarterback and tight end, they're better at both of those position groups than the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia's, in my mind, opinion's better everywhere else. They're better at wide receiver. They're better at running back. They're better at defensive line. Better in the secondary. Linebacker, probably better as well. Philadelphia's had 60 sacks this football season. They get after the passer. Mahomes is rolling in here 2 weeks removed from a severely sprained ankle. I mean, hey, the cards are lining up for the Eagles, but can they get it done against the Kansas City Chiefs? Look at the Chiefs, though. Chiefs are a team that's been like to five straight AFC championship games. This is what, their third Super Bowl or third or fourth Super Bowl in that window?
Their third one.
Okay. The window is now for this football team. If they lose Sunday, can you close the door on the Kansas City Chiefs?
You can't close the door as long as Patrick Mahomes is there, and he's inked for a very long time. They just proved, they shipped out Tyreek Hill, and they proved they could still win without that big of an offensive weapon because Patrick Mahomes is their quarterback. The thing that scares me about this football game, and I do think that I'm picking the Eagles here, I can see a situation where, number one, Patrick Mahomes is under duress with that Philadelphia pass rush. Number two, Darius Slay is taking away your deep threat. And, yeah, you can throw the ball underneath to the backs. You can throw the ball over the middle to Kelce. But if you don't have a way to stretch the defense and push those safeties back, it doesn't matter if you're throwing to Kelce over the middle, if you're throwing to the backs out the backfield. Because the defense, if you're allowing those safeties and even the corners to come up and play, you know, 9, 8, 9, 10 yards away from the line of scrimmage, you can't move your offense that way.
A.J. Brown, in my mind, a top five receiver in the NFL. Devontae Smith, maybe the best combo in the NFL right now.
Can the Chiefs cover those guys?
You know, that's a good question.
I'm sitting, you know, and the thing is Vegas says 1 point, Kip, but as I sit here and I talk about this with you more and more, I don't think this is going to be a close football game. When you start looking at the rosters, man.
There's potential here. If Philadelphia, it's going to come down. Andy Reid's got a lot of experience as head coach. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of the National Football League. Let's don't make any mistake about that. Outside of those two, I mean, if Jalen Hurts comes and plays like Jalen Hurts played up until he got hurt, I think the Eagles could win by a couple of touchdowns.
All right. I'm ready to give you a score.
Okay.
I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm making a pick, Kip.
Okay.
Making a pick.
All right. It's about time.
You've been on me for 5 years, even though I constantly pick every week.
It's about time.
I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles 38-21.
17 points.
38-21 is what I'm doing.
I'm going to say Philadelphia 27, Kansas City 24.
Say it again.
Philadelphia 27, Kansas City 24.
Oh, you think it's close?
Yes.
Okay.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain.
From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Super Bowl is finally here. We will see the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles square off to claim the Lombardi Trophy. And this game has some local flavor to it. Jerick McKinnon, former Georgia Southern QB, will put the pads on for the Chiefs. And Darius Slay, former Brunswick High Pirate, will also play at corner for the Philadelphia Eagles. Good luck to both of you. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all your favorite local teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.